Today, I am so proud to be here in Jackson, standing with these tireless advocates, lifetime advocates of equality and justice, to announce Project One America, the human rights campaign's unprecedented new effort to dramatically expand equality for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people across the South, and especially right here in Mississippi. HRC has long been the largest national LGBT organizer in the South, but today we are proud to join with these advocates who have been working in Mississippi for decades to begin a new chapter in this movement for full and complete equality. Through permanent campaigns in Mississippi, Alabama, and Arkansas, and an investment of $8.5 million, Project One America will employ dedicated staff right here on the ground, as well as offices, to help heal the wound of inequality that divides this nation today. LGBT people, we live in all 50 states. You're just as likely to be gay in Meridian as you are in Manhattan. That's, by the way, something that surprises some people around this country. And that's why 9 in 10 Americans say that they know someone personally who is LGBT. As a neighbor, a son, a daughter, or even the person seated down from you on the church pew on Sunday morning, or the Good Samaritan who reaches out a helping hand after a devastating storm. But today there is an unacceptable gulf that divides this country into two Americas. In one America, mostly on the coasts, with a few great bright spots in the middle, LGBT people increasingly have access to full legal as well as social equality. But in the other America, the most basic protections of the law are non-existent. Here in Mississippi, there are no non-discrimination protections at the state level or even at the local level. No reliable access to affordable HIV care. And get this, no right for gay and lesbian couples to jointly adopt a child. The need for these essential measures of equality and dignity couldn't be greater. Before launching Project One America, we conducted the largest ever survey of the experiences and needs of LGBT people in the South, and the results should be a wake-up call to this state and to this country, whether you're gay or straight. In Mississippi, 1/4, 1 in 4 LGBT people report experiencing discrimination in employment or in public accommodation. Nearly 65% say that they have experienced regular verbal abuse, and nearly 1 in 5 report physical violence. Perhaps most importantly, again, a statistic that surprises the rest of the country, Mississippi has the highest rate in the nation of gay and lesbian couples raising children, even higher than California and New York. But 25% of those parents, 25% of those parents have absolutely no legal relationship to their children. If a partner dies or a child suddenly gets sick, there is nothing that that parent can do under the law. There is simply no excuse for that kind of discrimination in this state or in this country today. If you just ask folks, no one in this state house, or for that matter, no one in a pulpit, can give you a good reason as to why Mississippi families should be at such great risk. And that's why today we are already seeing bright spots of hope and progress across the Deep South. Yesterday, thanks to the leadership of brave Arkansas plaintiffs and their legal team, hundreds of committed and loving gay and lesbian couples married in my own home state. And just last week, right here in this state, Bay St. Louis unanimously passed a resolution supporting the equal dignity of all its residents, gay and straight alike. Republicans and Democrats voted for it for one reason. It's the right thing to do. And the people of Mississippi are miles ahead of some of their leaders here in Jackson. In polls we conducted last year in Arkansas and Mississippi, broad majorities, including majorities of Republicans in this state, say that they support legal non-discrimination protections for all citizens. And a majority under the age of 30 support marriage equality. To put it simply, Southerners are speaking up because the South is ready for equality. And Mississippians, they're just as deserving of equality as Californians. Being here is an important reminder that growing up in the South made me the person I am today. And this isn't my first time here in Jackson, and it certainly won't be my last, but it might be my proudest. I'm proud because this is the beginning of a new conversation, a conversation that will take place on front porches, in church halls, in hospitals and universities, and yes, even in the Mississippi state capitol. And we have got to have the conversations that challenge ourselves to see the humanity in our opponents so that they can see the humanity in us. And if we can do that with the help of Project One America, the day will come very soon that equality, full equality, comes home to the great state of Mississippi. Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, speaking of great leaders and great champions of justice, there is no one who exemplifies that better than these next speakers. And I am so proud to introduce a true champion of justice here in this state, Representative Jim Evans.
Good morning. I want to thank you members of the press for coming. It's hard to have a press conference if you don't come. I also want to thank these great crusaders for justice who are here as well. And I want to say this. I've been fighting for justice in Mississippi for over 50 years. And I've been coming up under this dome, looking up, calling for justice for nearly 25 years, a quarter of a century. And if we had justice, we wouldn't be here today because it would have already come. And I've come calling for justice from every group, nationality you can think of, and every racial creed. Justice, because I believe in something that's in the preamble of our Constitution that says, under God with liberty and justice for all. And that excludes nobody. My daddy was riding shotgun, Derrick for Meg Evers, back in the 40s and the 50s, and my mama asked him, what was he fighting for? She said, liberty and justice for all, and I got to do it because I believe in the all clause. I want to say to you, the people of Mississippi, and the folks who sit under these domes on both ends, we don't have to always be last. Mississippi is the center of the universe, and if Mississippi stepped out first in equality, it would be a shot heard around the world, like no other sound, because it came out of Mississippi. We can deny our past and continue to wallow in it, deceive ourselves as if it were different than what it really was, and we can continue to be last. But the light of truth is coming. I know that we know those words of the great liberator and the great civil rights and human rights fighter, Dr. King, that says, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. That's the truth. And to those who say, let's go gradually, well, I first came for blacks and civil rights. Then I came for farmers. Then I came for Mexicans and other Latinos and Chinese and Vietnamese and all those who suffer. And the reason statesmen should rise to the top is because of the oath that I took 24 years ago. They didn't administer it to me at the right House of Representatives, but it ministered to me by God. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verse 8 and 9, a young ruler had asked the prophet, what must I do to serve the people and consider to be great when my reign is over? And the prophet gave him this: open your mouth in favor of change. For the cause of all those who suffer, open your mouth. Judge righteously and create justice for the poor and all who needs it. See, the all cause called everybody. And I want to conclude with this to folks on both ends and the fellas in the middle. The time is always right to do right. Now is the time to do right. And I join in solidarity with every fighter here, pledging all the effort and all the spirit that I can conjure up to make sure this time we do right. God bless you.
I sure am glad I didn't have to follow Representative Evans. But if anyone can do it, it is our next speaker, who, again, has had a lifetime commitment to justice, and I have gotten to know these two gentlemen in my past visits here, and I am so excited to be able to work arm in arm with them and my colleagues standing alongside us. Now I'd like to bring to the podium Representative Rufus Strader.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to be short, because I think enough has already been said. But I want you to keep in mind just this one statement. We are all God's children. He didn't leave out anybody. All means all. Not part of, not a little bit of, all. Having said that, the remarks that has been made to this point, I can't follow Jim that well, but I can tell you this. I can agree with all that he said. Thank you.
All right. Well said. And now a true champion of justice who we have been partnered with already over the last several months and look forward to strengthening that partnership as we work to bring justice to those living in this state. A true leader, Derek Johnson, the state president of the NAACP.
On behalf of the Mississippi NAACP, we are proud to stand here in support of the human rights campaign, One America Project. Mississippi have had a history of not recognizing what America's promise is. In NAACP, we are now celebrating 50 years since Freedom Summer. And Freedom Summer represents the promise of America that equal protection under the law should be afforded to all citizens. We stand here in that belief that equal protection of the law should be something that the LGBT community of Mississippi should also be afforded. Any business in this state who decide they don't want the patronage of individuals who are from the LGBT community don't deserve the patronage from the African American community. They don't deserve the patronage of any citizen of this state who truly believe that we are all equal, that promise of America is something that should be afforded to all, and that we should stand united to ensure that that promise become a reality. We're going to look forward to the next 50 years, a future that guarantees that our children, that our neighbors, that those who sit next to us in pews on Sunday morning, and those who we pass when we walk down the street are treated fairly. treated fairly despite their race, treated fairly despite any discrimination or hatred that others may impose upon them. Because we are one America, we will be one Mississippi. Thank you very much.
Now I would like to introduce two HRC members and a proud Mississippi family who remind us why we all do this work, Josie Pritchett and Carla Webb.
I'm incredibly moved just to be in the presence of some of these people. I apologize for my emotions. Carla and I were married in Maine in last September, and we are Mississippians, and we're gay, and we have two precious little babies, 1 5 and 1 2. And we're Mississippians. We're raising our children here in Jackson. We've lived here all our lives. And we wanted to just step up and say, we're here, and our families are here, and our dreams are valid, and we are eagerly awaiting the day that we can file our Maine marriage license in the Hinds County Courthouse. And we're very honored and excited to have HRC come in and help take up this fight with us. We've been here a long time. We haven't always been advocates for our own family, but that is changing. It's time for Mississippians to step up and for us to be advocates for our own selves and for our own families. And I'm just so proud and honored to have so many other people helping us.
Well, Josie's a tough act to follow, so I'm just going to say thank you very much. 1 year ago, we could never have imagined that we would be brave enough to stand up and speak out. And we were asked many times, and we were scared to. So we appreciate your help and helping us find our voice again. Thank you.
You know, growing up in Arkansas, I grew up on going to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and if mom got her way, usually Wednesday nights too. And if there was one thing that was consistent every single time I walked into that church house, it was the golden rule: treat others as you wish to be treated. That's the lesson I took away from my childhood experience, and it's something that the vast majority of Mississippians and folks across the South have in common. And that's why our faith and religious work is so important and is integrated to everything we do at the Human Rights Campaign and is front and center of our work with Project One America here in Mississippi. It's now my pleasure to introduce Reverend Stan Wilson of Northside Baptist Church.
Thank you, Chad. As a person of faith, as a pastor of a real down-to-earth church, I welcome this work. I welcome the Human Rights Campaign to Mississippi. This is so important. This is such very important work. And I know that I stand with and I speak for a host, a multitude of other people of faith and other leaders of people of faith who welcome this conversation. I know it. These are my colleagues. We've been talking about this and praying for this and about this for years, so we welcome the Human Rights Campaign to Mississippi. I want to speak to the people of faith in Mississippi briefly and say that it's the Spirit of God who's at work. It's the very Spirit of God who's at work whenever someone is able to find their voice, whenever someone is able to stand up and be who they are and who they were created to be. That's the Spirit of God at work. And we dare not stand in the way of the work of the Spirit of God. So let's welcome, as people of faith, let's welcome this work. Let's welcome this conversation. It's good work. We're talking about people on the pews with us. We're working alongside people on the pews with us. We're talking about our brothers, our sisters, our family, our neighbors. We have a duty, a bedrock duty, all of us, to love our neighbors. And it begins by acknowledging human dignity and giving full respect and equality in the law. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Now it's my pleasure to introduce another champion of justice, Dr. June Gibson, who's the president and CEO of My Brother's Keeper.
I would like to thank the Human Rights Campaign for making the commitment to the South that goes beyond the nation issues and actually highlights the issues that we have in the South as it relates to the LGBT community, workplace environments, health equity, and even living in safer environments. And as we move through this mission over the next 10, however many years, I would like to emphasize to everyone that they cannot and that we cannot do it alone. We're going to need everyone's help to actually move this initiative through. And as the president and CEO of My Brother's Keeper, I look forward to standing with the Human Rights Campaign to actually make change in Mississippi that is so long overdue. Thank you.
And as I said earlier, no one can do this alone. We can't succeed alone. We only succeed in partnership with others. And speaking of great partners and an organization that has been an incredible champion of justice, an organization that brought us the historic Windsor decision whose anniversary is coming up this June, is the ACLU. And I am honored to be standing up here today in partnership with Charles Irvin, the legal director of the ACLU of Mississippi.
Good morning. I'll be very brief and just say that we have advocates in the classroom. We have those who are working here in the Capitol to seek change. And as legal director, I want everyone to know that the ACLU of Mississippi is for equality, and we're going to fight for it. So with our partners at the Human Rights Campaign, we look forward to rolling up our sleeves and doing the heavy lifting. Whatever needs to be done, you can count on the ACLU of Mississippi. Thank you.
And we have two more speakers. Before we go to our final speaker, I want to introduce Representative Alice Clark, who has joined us and who is a great champion of justice and a lifetime commitment to justice here in this chamber. Thank you. And now our final speaker is a representative, a board member, and someone who has dedicated significant time as an incredible volunteer and dedicated advocate for equality, Melanie Dees of Equality, Mississippi.
Thank you all. We are so thrilled to be here in this company today. Equality Mississippi is a relatively new organization, but equality in Mississippi is not a new struggle. And we are here to fight until all Mississippians have the same equality. As long as any one of us has more rights than any of the others, none of us can truly do what we were meant to do. We're thrilled to partner with the state of Mississippi, with the HRC, the ACLU, My Brother's Keeper, with men and women of faith, and our gay and lesbian brothers and sisters. We look forward to working with all of you. We can't do it alone. We believe that this community is strong enough and unified enough to make this happen in our lifetimes, which I certainly did not believe as a young child growing up in Mississippi. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for believing in our cause, and thank you for working with us. We appreciate it.
And now I'd like to introduce or have come up to say a few words, Representative Alice Clark, who was the first ever elected black female in this chamber. Representative Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a good morning. Anytime you have these many people coming out to do what's right. And I would just like especially to thank all of those who work with me and those who work with those who need the services that we are trying to make sure that they get. I'd like to say thank you But I'd like to say thank you to the media, because so often when you are doing good things, you can't get the media to show up. You know, we show up for the other things and we don't show up for the good things. And I just want to thank all of you with the media for coming out to hear about something, for something that's good for somebody. I am so pleased that so many people are now learning that together we can make a difference. And that's all we're talking about. We're talking about working together to make a difference for all of us, not just for one group, but for all of us. And that I say, for that I say thank you. Thank you for coming to your capital. Thank you for being here today. And thank you for allowing me to say how much I appreciate what's being done.
Thank you, Representative Clark. And now all of us are here to take any of your questions. I just want to say how honored I am and how humbled I am to be standing with this incredible group of leaders, true giants of equality for whom we all stand on their shoulders. So to be partnered with them arm in arm, marching together to ensure that full equality does reach this great state of Mississippi. So thank you all for being our partners in equality. So now we're happy to take any questions that you might have. Yeah, well, it's a good question, and I thank you for asking that question, because, look, I'm from the South. The South is my home. I grew up my entire life in the South. In fact, as my sweet Southern mom often reminds me, I'm the only person in my family who doesn't live in the South today. But this is not a campaign for the South. This is a campaign that is of the South and by the South. We are partnering with folks who have been fighting this battle for decades. And the people who are going to be on the ground here and who are working here on these issues, these are all Mississippians. These are local folks. These are local community leaders who will be working in the office that in the not too distant future will be opening just down the street. And so although some might say that, I would say it's just because they haven't met us.
I'd just like to say that whomever would make a statement like that, we live in what we call the United States of America, all right? I might live in Mississippi, but I think I can go anywhere in these United States that I so choose to go. So that question to me would be irrelevant.
Yeah. First of all of the above. When it comes to full equality for LGBT folks, we're talking about the lived experience, the everyday experience. And that starts with changing hearts and minds, by moving more people to our side, by not fearing a conversation with those who might not yet know us or support us. And that's where this work has to begin. Conversations at the community level, at the grassroots level, conversations with faith and religious leaders, conversations with Democrats and Republicans alike. Because every single person, whether they know it or not, has someone in their immediate family or in their close friend circle or the neighbors across the street or the couple seated next to them on the church pew on Sunday morning that's LGBT. And we've got to ensure that they get to know that neighbor and that fellow congregant. Because what our experience in this movement shows is when you get to know us, you don't wish less rights upon us. You don't wish special rights or different rights or more rights. You just want equal rights. A belief that everyone should have the same and equal rights under the law. Nothing more and nothing less. And so that's where this work begins, conversations in church houses with business leaders, getting more businesses, as has happened across the country, but getting more businesses in this state to provide the protections and benefits for their employees. And changing hearts and minds isn't just about moving the needle of support. Changing hearts and minds is how we change laws. And it's how we change laws at the local level. And you make mention of some of the great successes. I think 6 cities now have passed such resolutions here in this state, and I expect more will do so in the future. But passing more laws for non-discrimination protections in housing and public accommodation and employment at the city and local level, but also ultimately passing such protections at the state level in this building where we all stand today. No, there hasn't been a decision as to, other than the decision has been made that the office will open very soon here in Jackson. In terms of location, we'll have announcement in the weeks to come, staff as well as location. Any other questions? All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us today. And once again, I want to thank the true heroes and the real champions of justice for decades in this state, my colleagues who are standing behind me. Thank you all. Thank you.